Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that your ex-girlfriend smashes her good boy to help this video reach a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, The Book of Simps.
Author Ronald Roden II takes you on a hilarious and eye-opening journey through history's most notorious cases of love-struck foolishness in his book, The Book of Simps, a biblical guide to love, loss, and learning from the down bad. Available on Amazon. From ancient rulers who crumbled for a pretty face to warriors who traded power for passion, this book reveals the shocking truth. Simping has always been a thing. Some men have lost entire kingdoms just to impress a woman. So how do you know if you might be a simp? Find out when you read The Book of Simps, a biblical guide to love, loss, and learning from the down bad. Available right now on Amazon.
And now on with the memes. Number one, this woman says that dating is almost impossible being 6'2", because she's being bullied and struggling to find a boyfriend. Poor baby. Must be really hard to find a 6'8 chat. Most super tall guys don't want anything to do with super tall women. But simps come in all shapes and sizes. And that's probably all she's got experience with. This woman doesn't want to lower her standards, so what does she do? She pays for a newspaper to run a story about her so that more super tall guys know she exists. And hopefully one of them writes to the paper wanting her contact info. Up next, Kim Kardashian opens up about the chaos of being a single mother. She cries herself to sleep every night. I'm sure she uses $1,000 bills as tissue paper. What she's really crying about is the fact that she has 4 African Kardashians, which is ruining her dating prospects. Because no man wants that many of Ye's kids in his life. She can afford an army of nannies and butlers to take care of those kids. So her tears are related to her lower sexual marketplace value. Number 3, someone says a liberal woman will always pick the guy on the right. No way, Jose. The liberal woman is the one on the right, and liberal women will always pick the one man on the left. But to be fair, the guy on the left wouldn't even touch a liberal woman. The only reason liberal women might pick that guy on the right is for a ride to the local slut walk, or because they need someone to friend zone and use as an emotional tampon, if that actually even is a man. Moving on, is this woman fat? As far as I'm concerned, she ain't skinny, and she fails the collarbone test, meaning I can't see her collarbone, so she's fat. More like chubby, though. Her body wouldn't bother me that much if she didn't have that butter face to top it all off. As far as I'm concerned, anything that's over 15% body fat on a woman is morbidly obese. She looks like she's at 30. Also, a woman's ideal BMI is around 19 or 20. Number 15, check this guy's arm out before and after his divorce. It looks like he found a nice place to put Harambe. And please, people, I don't want to hear anyone say that they're the same picture. That's inconsiderate to the gorilla. This kind of reminds me of that time when Stallone was about to get divorced. And to piss off his wife, he tattooed his old dog, Bupkis, over his wife's face, and did it on social media to embarrass her. It was absolutely epic. Up next, hey guys, look at this. Even the female teachers in Australia touched their male students. This woman was found guilty, and yet she still avoided jail time. Why do you guys suppose that is? Could it be because Western society is run by women? The only cure for this is to bring back male teachers for boys. These days, women will say that older men preferring younger women are predators. Yet older teachers preferring teenage boys seems to be perfectly fine, even though it's perfectly illegal. Number 7, Disney is reportedly in talks to stop making live-action remakes after Snow Brown failed at the box office. I'll believe it when I see it, or don't see it. But I don't really believe it's going to happen because that would mean that they would need to write actual new stories. Who cares about Disney anymore? They destroyed all their brands and their stock has crashed. I haven't given them any money in years and don't plan on doing so ever. Moving on, and speaking of Disney, this plus-size influencer claims that she was body-shamed at the Disney theme parks. At least her ears match her rear. It makes sense having fake ears to go along with that fake ass. I guess she feels bad turning herself into a freak show when people inevitably pointed it out. The average man isn't batting with a 15-inch schwing-schwing to hit her from behind. She just made herself unboinkable, except perhaps with a foot-long black man. Number 9, here are a whole bunch of reasons why couples marry, with financial security being the top reason. Considering that men don't usually care about a woman's financial status, that means that 84% of women marry for money. And I bet you that they also divorce when the lifestyle that money provides evaporates. Men, on the other hand, are more likely to marry because of companionship and love. Unless women want to be loved and not because they want to love a man. Up next, this is the first Russian leader after the fall of the Soviet Union, Boris Yeltsin. Most people don't even know who he was. This image is significant because the stores in Russia didn't have any food, and suddenly, with capitalism, the stores were filled. This is an American supermarket, and this is what the former Soviets aspired to. This was in 1989, before the collapse of the Soviet Union, and this influenced him to push capitalism through. I guess now we know why he got so fat 10 years later, from all those capitalist cookies. Number 11, and speaking of fat dudes, how did this Humpty Dumpty get to hump those two, and how can you get them too? It's easy. Just become a billionaire, bro. This is Gabe Newell, the creator of Steam. Women say they hate guys that are gamers. Well, not if they're super rich. Then again, it could be because he offered them free Steam game keys or something like that. So these women are a couple of happy gamer girls. Gabe better be careful because the only thing these women offer him are AIDS and gonorrhea. Moving on, and speaking of gaming, are you in if Pierce Brosnan hands you a controller and wants you to play GoldenEye with him? Let's see if he can handle you playing Oddjob with slappers only. Is an AI great? There's also another image I saw with Angelina Jolie dressed up as Lara Croft playing her character in a game. As for Brosnan, here I can't tell if he's actually asking me to play or forcing me to play with that silencer in his left hand. Number 13, you're walking through a forest and you see the Clintons sinking in quicksand. What do? I throw Chelsea in too so they won't be lonely. Either that or throw them a whole rope in and not just one end. You'd think that if you'd save them, they'd reward you, but they wouldn't. They'll probably end you because you might share the embarrassment of them falling into that quicksand. Up next, in the past, men did greater things when it was harder to see boobs. Yes, back in the day when they wouldn't touch your schwing-schwang until you bought them a house. Part of that was also because if they got preggers, their life was over. And this is probably one of the reasons why European men explored parts of the world where typically people didn't wear any clothing, and where they let white chads touch them. Why do you think that American GIs left thousands of single mothers behind in Vietnam? Number 15, researchers say that women being rejected by an attractive man makes women cruel to other men. But who paid for this? I bet we did with our taxpayer funds. We don't need a study to know about alpha widows. The manosphere has been covering this topic for decades now. Women have a much harder time taking such a blow to their egos. One moment they think they're attractive, and the next, when they're rejected, that's the closest they'll ever come to experiencing life as a man. Moving on, does this appear to be increasingly the average looks match couple in 2025? And remember guys, that's her starting weight. What do you think she's going to look like in another 5 years? He's probably going to have to buy a tractor and pull her behind it. And you just know that this woman and all her friends will still say that she's too good for him. Look at her calves. They're the size of his thighs. And look at the way she's pulverized her shoes. Number 17, ChatGPT says that if a man refuses to date a woman solely because she has a penis, then it can be considered transphobic. Between China's DeepSeek and this woke nonsense, ChatGPT will die if it keeps doing stuff like this. We've all seen the videos of trans women losing their cool and reverting to manly behavior when they didn't get their way. So it makes me wonder just how deep their womanhood really is. Trans women are usually doomed to die alone, and no man worth his salt wants to smash them. Up next, thanks to tariffs, looks like China is banning the import of US films. She is a hero single-handedly saving the Chinese people from watching Snow White. What a great idea. Maybe the US should ban US movies as well. I can see the China ban being positive because American studios will no longer need to pander to CCP censors. This is great news. Let China finish destroying Hollywood for the rest of us so we can start making our own AI-generated films. Number 19, forget about Hooters. Wouldn't you rather go to this goth version with hot waitresses called Spookers? This looks like the Spirit Halloween version of the food industry. I'm in so long as the owner is male and the food isn't half bad. Unfortunately, in 2025, good luck finding goth girls that don't weigh 300 pounds. But say this place did exist, half of the waitresses would have to cover their wrists from all the cutting they've been doing. Unfortunately, women like this are making 200 times as much on OF right now. Moving on, Disney is rebooting the X-Files. I guess they finally found something new to destroy. I can just see it now. Mulder is black and Scully is trans. Then again, Scully is a ginger, so they'll have to continue the tradition of recasting her as a black woman. The smoking man will probably still be an old white guy because those always make the perfect villains. For this new Disney version of X-Files, I definitely don't want to believe. I found a picture of the cast. This is going to be amazing. Number 21, I haven't seen any real racism since the 90s. So women like this Pennsylvania worker created a fake hate crime by planting a noose at her work desk. Many people of color will do anything they can to get their victim card. I guess she was caught claiming that her office was mega country too. But seriously, this is what happens when the demand for racism is higher than the supply of racism. They better pray that real racism doesn't return. They won't actually know what hit them. Up next, Emma says that misogyny or the hatred of women is bad, but that misandry, the hatred of men, is good. Unfortunately, most women, simps, and white knights feel this way. How about making all sexism bad? But that won't happen, because women want the power to put men down, while men can't do the same to them. This is modern-day feminism and female nature in a nutshell. The people who like this post should just go and jump off into a volcano. Number 23 looks like it's turning into a trend. I recently covered a story about a woman getting divorced, sleeping with over 20 men, after she got cancer. And now we have another woman leaving her husband to go on a wild sex adventure with over 100 men after her cancer diagnosis too. YOLO, you only live once. It's almost like they're using the sympathy of having cancer and being a victim as an excuse to ride the rooster roller coaster. She's just trying to get as much pleasure as possible before she dies. Moving on, here's another example of home math. This woman says her apartment is a wreck and she has 5 cats. The guy says that he's a dog person. She says him being a dog person is a red flag. He responds by asking, and 5 effing cats isn't. She's just accusing him of the very same thing she's guilty of. She knows that 5 cats are a massive red flag. But this guy didn't roll over like a good boy and play ball. He stood up to her BS. Number 25 and the last one, why are women throwing tons of money at murderers? They should just make the list of donors public. I guarantee it's probably 99% women. It's crazy to think the 2 actual murderers can get GoFundMe pages, yet in Canada, GoFundMe removed the Canadian truckers for violating their terms of service. Not only that, but the Canadian government also went after the donors. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm, and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.